This weekend, movie buffs have been following the Cannes Film Festival. Yesterday, we reported on Michael Moore's Golden Palm Award for his politically charged new documentary. Tonight, we have another story about film. Some of the nation's leading anti-smoking organizations want to give movies an R rating for smoking. And they've taken this cause to the halls of Congress. NPR's Netta Ulaby has more.
Smoking has been called Hollywood's second favorite fantasy.
Could I have a cigarette?
In the 1955 film Love is a Many Splendored Thing, William Holden and Jennifer Jones lock eyes and light up on a twilight-draped beach. Smoking on screen exudes a powerful mystique, in part because for the first 60 years of movie-making, smoking stood in for sex.
I've never seen you smoke.
I rarely do.
That tender moment would be anathema to Republican Senator John Ensign of Nevada. He wants the Motion Picture Association of America to change its rating system to recognize what he calls gratuitous smoking. At a congressional hearing last week, he scolded Jack Valenti, the association's president, over his reluctance to adopt the proposal.
Why is it okay to modify it for nudity, for language, but it's not okay to modify it for tobacco, the number one preventable, easily preventable health problem we have in this country?
Jack Valenti defended a filmmaker's right to depict any legal behavior without being pressured by Congress, which, he pointed out, lacks the power to force a private, industry-run organization to change what is essentially a voluntary rating system. And pinning the problem of smoking on Hollywood, he said, seems a little unfair.
Do we have a responsibility for drunk driving? Do we have a responsibility for murder by guns or alcohol abuse? The rating system cannot be a religious or a public policy. It's just trying to give parents some idea about the three things they most care about.
Those would be violence, sex, and language, according to MPAA surveys. But in his testimony, Dr. Stanton Glantz said it's wrong to rate swear words and give a major health hazard a pass.
An R rating for smoking in the movies would probably prevent about 200,000 kids a year from starting to smoke. It would cost nothing, and it would not represent anyone's infringement upon anything. It would not say to Hollywood, you cannot put smoking in the movies. It would just say to Hollywood, we're going to treat smoking as seriously as we treat using the word f-.
For using that word, Glantz received a stern reprimand from the committee chairman, but the doctor had made his point. Glantz acknowledged that a movie true to the trenches of World War II, for example, would include a lot of smoking. But he said directors routinely tone down language used by soldiers and sailors in order to ensure a young audience. Why not tone down smoking as well? But not everyone agrees.
I find it shocking and almost laughable.
Film director Jim Jarmusch.
What are you going to do then, erase the entire history of French cinema?
Jarmusch has a new film called Coffee and Cigarettes. He believes the recent move to rate smoking smacks of censorship and political chest-beating. Railing against Hollywood is an easy way to woo voters, Jarmusch says, but it may be missing the point.
People used tobacco for centuries before cinema was even imagined. It's the same old trick of saying the image reflected in the mirror is created by the mirror.
Even Senator Ensign admitted it wasn't his intention to interfere with the First Amendment. Still, he said, he hoped the hearing might make directors ask themselves one little question before showing an actor glamorously puffing away.
Do I want to be the person responsible for addicting a kid and therefore shortening their life?
If the non-smoking coalition aligned with Ensign gets its way, cigarettes on screen may go the way of one hapless smoker in the movie RoboCop.
Thank you for not smoking.
Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.